time to waste. I'll sit and play. No time for you. What would you do? It takes me days to reach this place. My time is now, and anyhow, your place was then.
That was Hank and Brendan. You're listening to the Licks and Lyrics Show. And support for Licks and Lyrics comes from the Music Loft of Carrboro, which connects musicians to what they need to enhance their music-making experience. You can give them a call at 919-968-4411. Visit them online at musicloftofcarrboro.com, or you can visit them in downtown Carrboro right there on Main Street. And this is Louise. I've got Zubris in the studio tuning up. We'll be hearing with, hanging out with them in a bit. Let's hear some more local music. Here is Kamara Thomas and the Ghost Gamblers. You Wreck Me.
Been tired, tired from sleeping, sick to the stomach from closeness, pretending my jaw's all broken and staring at walls like a coward. But I'd rather be kissing my pillow in the battle of Shiloh again with you. You're just another of those gamblers dressed in your skin, silver and shiny. Speaking of silver, I was looking at mine, trying to remember who I'd saved. It's a show, wondering when I'd let it dull to a stone. Of course, wondering when you'd be coming home.
I'm ready to move on. ready to move.
That was Josh Starmer, and we had before that Move, Matt Phelps, and the Philharmonic. And we started out our set with Kamara Thomas, You Wreck Me. You're listening to the Licks and Lyrics Show, and we've got Zubris live in the studio. Woohoo!
It's true.
It's true. Yay! And so, so that's Joshua Starmer. I know we went through it, and I didn't even. I asked you and forgot to listen to your answer. I'm so sorry.
What for?
For Josh or Joshua?
Oh, Josh is just fine.
Josh Starmer, and then and Joe Falter and Rita Glynn, all in the studio with us. Let's all get up to the mics. Let's all say hello.
Come on.
Don't be
get
shy.
We can get intimate
Don't
on this.
Don't be shy. Remember how close you have to get. See,
hello.
There she is. There's
and Joe.
Rita.
All right.
Okay, that's great. And so, can I just ask, Zubris, what is that? Hubris?
No, so my grandmother's maiden name is Zubris, actually. And she was a musician, and she
is awesome. So. What a great, so it's a family name.
It is, it's true.
That begins with Z.
Which is uncommon. It's
right?
Kind of great. It's easy to find on the iTunes playlist. It's at the bottom always. So.
That is very good. That's very good. So I was not prepared for that. I didn't guess that. I was thinking there's got to be some kind of Zubris. All right. And this is your first?
It's actually my second EP, but it's more of, it's kind of more of where my music is headed. And it took a little while to, I guess, I say come to the conclusion of it, but my previous stuff was more.
We're talking about Sun Mask.
This is what we're talking about now.
This just came out last year, right?
Actually, does anybody know when that? I don't have the best memory.
I know you sent it. You sent it to the station just last year,
right?
Yeah.
So yes, it was just last year. Sorry, I forgot we just switched a year. I'm still dating checks with 2016. So.
Yeah. Let's hear a song.
Y'all
are all queued up, right?
Exactly.
All tuned up.
So we're gonna play a song that is on the album. And by the way, if I'm gonna do a little music giveaway, if anybody wants to come to Facebook and find Zubris, Zubris, and message the band page and tell me something positive you think about yourself.
Nice.
And I'll send you a whole copy, a digital copy of the album. So
nice.
Do that for me. Say something nice about yourself, though.
Nice. Say something nice about yourself. Tell Zubris how you rock. It is a great album.
Thank you.
And I was telling you that I really just play one song off the album, but we were talking about because of language.
It does have some language
in it.
So just be
right
aware
there. Parental advisory.
Exactly.
FYI.
I feel like how do you justify bad language, though? But I feel like it's justifiable.
It's nothing like shocking. It's just not radio friendly.
Deep subjects and things like that.
Yeah,
so we can talk more about that, of course.
Oh, yeah.
That'd be
no,
awesome.
But honestly, it was the perfect amount of cursing for the perfect amount of rocking
I listened to it off the air. So we're going to play La Guitarra, which is on the actual track on the album. It features Al Strong, an absolutely amazing local trumpet player.
Nice.
And it also features Paul Creel, an upright bass player.
Nice.
We got some really nice flavor on there. And then Jason Merritt, who produced the whole record, who lives local to Chapel Hill area.
Jason, yeah.
He produced
he's
the
awesome.
Whole record. We recorded most of it at his house in Chapel Hill. The other half was done at his lake house. Him and his wife's lake house. So it's really nice to be able to have like some good environment. So
yeah, well done. That's great. Oh, you got some good people on here. Yeah.
Very lucky to have a lot of people with me.
Yeah, it's a great place to find a lot of talent.
Absolutely.
Might as well bring it all together.
Sure.
Good. All right. Well, cool. Well, let's hear La Guitarra.
Awesome.
Then this is Zubris Live.
Thank you.
Just come in here, look at the big picture. You can see that we just need love, doesn't matter where you're from. So the next time I see him on the sidewalk, clicking his one in six string, playing his favorite song, promise to sing along. I said, La guitarra, toca la guitarra, la guitarra, la guitarra. la guitarra, toca la guitarra, la guitarra, la guitarra. Whether or not he's got a mouth to feed, that don't make a difference to me. It's important to support what he loves to be. Music is the air that he breathes. He breathes. Toca, toca la, toca la guitarra. Toca, toca la guitarra. Toca, toca la, toca la guitarra. Toca, toca la, toca la guitarra. Smiles anyways, can't wait to see the smile come across your face. I see dreams every night, but you're bumping your head to wet. So he jumps out of bed and gets ready, grabbing the guitar case, going to the same place. But he knows that you're willing to drop $3 on a cup of joe that you finish in 10 minutes. You're hoarding quarters, cause you won't drop four on a track you can spin for infinite. No, you won't drop four on a track you can spin for infinite. If we just took a minute, look at the big picture, you can see that I just need love. Doesn't matter where you're from. So the next time you see me on the sidewalk, flicking my wand in the sixth string, playing my favorite song, promise to sing along. I said la guitarra, toca la guitarra, la guitarra, la guitarra, la guitarra, toca la guitarra, la guitarra, la guitarra.
That was rocking.
Oh, thank you so much.
Yeah, yeah, you know, and so that definitely sounds like, I don't know, a gazillion coffee shops I've been to where you're like kind of half listening to someone.
Yeah.
Is that a personal experience or were you actually, how true?
Of the song itself?
Uh-huh.
You know, what's funny is like,
have you been on both ends of that?
I feel like when I write stuff, it tends to be more like following the music. So just to fill you in on something, I am not the most, I don't know music theory. I don't know most of the notes I play. It's more of just like the sound that comes to me. So when I find a riff that I like, as you noticed, there was a lot of repetitiveness, mm-hmm. but that's why Joe fills it out in such a great way, and having somebody and other, that's why I love collaborating, because of the mm-hmm. amount of like other things they can add to it. So ultimately what I'll do is I'll come up with a riff that I like, mm-hmm. and then I'll just whatever.
And so that's where you start?
Yeah,
with the
yeah,
music?
Exactly.
Okay.
And then whatever I feel to it, that's what I start writing. And for some reason with that song, I just envisioned the whole time this musician who's like, you know, either A, can't pay rent or doesn't pay rent and lives on the street, but he still does what he loves to do. But then there was some of me in there, the whole like fact that even though
how many times do you get asked to play for free and
right.
people are just thinking
unappreciative,
like, yeah,
and like
yeah, yeah.
the thought that and again I don't know if you caught the line in there that people will spend $3
on
a
cup of coffee
every single day, but they will not spend $1 on a song. They'll steal it, they'll rip it off, and
right.
it's like it's
That's
the,
so
the
crazy.
Thought of it blows my mind and it drives me crazy at the same time, but you can't force people to do anything, you know.
Well, but yeah, but you have, they have to realize, yeah, you got to respect art and
right.
pay for art to make it valuable. And otherwise
what's interesting is people gladly take it from you when you give it to them,
uh-huh.
but they're so hesitant to spend a little teeny bit of money on something that literally lasts forever. It's just, I can't fathom. I don't understand. It's the thought of, I do carpentry work too, and it's the thought of houses that are being built right now that are put together and slapped together in such right. a short period of time with terrible materials. And yeah. they last, like,
Well, they're not built to last.
No.
Because they'll be out of style soon.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And it's just disgusting to me. It's one of those things that really bothers me. So I tend to put the things that sometimes I can't put into words into music. That's what I usually do. So.
And so this was your second EP. So then how long have you been writing songs?
So I started writing music in college. It was originally rap and hip hop mm-hmm. because I have a weird like part in my being that loves that kind of music.
Because you're a poet?
That's what it is. I mean, I remember when I was a kid, I was obsessed with Edgar Allan Poe and like the way that he rhymed. And then mm-hmm. and then Eminem came on the scene, and like what he does with words is just like, I get a little bit of a man crush on Eminem. It's just like amazing with his lyrics. So, mm-hmm. And then I started writing it, and I felt confident in it, interestingly enough, because I don't have a ton of self-confidence.
So you weren't writing any poetry before?
Such a minuscule
okay.
amount.
Okay.
But when I got
so when it really started writing then, it was definitely a musical base.
Yes.
Okay.
But it was too, but like, basic rhythm. Beats, rhythm, stuff yeah. like that. But then I stopped. I didn't do anything for a long time. Then I moved to New York City, and I was engaged.
From
Green. I went to ECU.
Okay.
So I went
okay.
to East Carolina. Okay. My parents okay. live around Charlotte area. So
okay.
I went
okay.
to ECU, moved up to New York.
Okay.
And then just started really writing. I met this great engineer up there. Her name's Drea Young. She now owns her own label and stuff and is doing really well for herself. It was uh-huh. awesome to, like, be able to learn with her. Mm-hmm. I produced a funny song. I do, like, there's so many different kinds of music that I like to do, but all of it was mostly rap bass. And I felt for a while that I wasn't being true to myself. Like, I was putting on an accent, like, kind of like that urban accent.
Now,
I know most rap musicians actually do the same thing, and they
sure.
pretend they have all these cars and stuff. It wasn't quite like that, but it was more of, like, this character that wasn't me. And,
uh-huh.
and I felt a bit of, like, guilt as a result of it.
Uh-huh.
So I kind of backed away for a little bit, didn't make any music for a little while.
Still in New York?
Yes. And okay. then, but then when we moved back in here in 2012, I was still pushing the record that I released right before we moved. I released my first EP in August 2012. So then we came here. I just kind of pushed the record for a while, like going around doing, you know, open mics and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then I didn't do anything for a while, music at all. I just kind of stopped.
Okay.
And then I slowly started writing this stuff that was more of this like acoustic rap kind of thing that had
yeah.
like a lot of more like it was simple. But then I was very excited when Rita introduced me to Jason. Rita knew Jason from a project that he just did. I don't know if you got a chance to see it. It's called Airily. It's a really great kind of like, how would you describe that, Rita? Is it?
The kind of like pop rock musical type of thing.
Fun.
Yeah.
So it doesn't have any, at this stage, it doesn't have any like dialogue. So the story is told all through song, but
okay.
it's really an amazing
incredible,
piece.
Oh,
incredible
fun.
Music. Like, and I met him, Rita, for my, was it Christmas or my birthday? She made like a sort of deal with Jason to be able to produce one of my tracks.
Nice.
So I produced a single, which is now on the record, the song called Little One.
Uh-huh.
That's on the record. And I produced that as a single, and then I ended up adding
and
it to
I
the record.
And I have the S word next to
it's
Little
true.
One.
The
see,
S
see,
the S
I, word. I listened. I'm like, uh-huh, F-bomb, uh-huh, S word.
I love how you mark your music. You have no choice, right?
You right. Don't wanna... you know what? It's not fun when you get surprised.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's just so that when that record came out, or actually before that, so we released Little One as a single, and then I really wanted to put this record together. So I asked Jason, you know, how much it would be, and you know, we did some barter. Like, it was awesome. I mean, it
okay.
just worked out so great. But we put the whole record together.
And then the musicians, did you know them? How did you get together?
Yes.
With
so I am extremely, extremely lucky to have worked with the people I worked with. So first of all, Nathan Spear,
mm-hmm.
sometimes he goes by Ello. He's a cellist.
Mm-hmm.
He's absolutely amazing. His musical talent is far surpasses anyone that I know. I mean, he's on another like level of anyway.
And how did you meet him?
So I met him at an open mic at the Pinhook in downtown Durham.
Okay.
Randomly, he came up to me and said he liked my music. So I gave him a copy of the EP and I wrote my phone number there. And he called me that night and we had like a 3-hour conversation about music. It was just so interesting. And I will point out, and I have his permission to talk about this, but that record, I don't know how much you listen to the lyrics and multiple things involved, but
I clearly listened. I wrote down S-bomb.
There you go. That's good. That's good. This song, Voiceless, is...
That's a great one. I really like that one,
So that's about him. It's about like living life with schizophrenia.
Oh, wow.
So he has schizophrenia, and so he plays the cello on that track. David Benet plays the violin on that track, and also incredible local violinist. Adriana Marcano plays viola. She plays viola, I'm sorry, on Hero. Mm-hmm. So basically it's the cello and the violin on Voiceless, but that song really dives into the daily struggle of living with mental illness, because I think it's kind of this stigma that we just need to hurry up and get over, because we all have a sort of...
Everybody's got something going on.
It's just being supportive of that. So
You know, that's... So you're definitely writing about stuff that's close to home then.
Yeah, absolutely.
So you start with your music and then it becomes like a rhythm and stuff. So are you like scraps of paper all over the place where you're just writing down words that are flowing to your head
That's so fun. I do have that. I've got a lot of voice notes.
Okay,
My life was changed when I found out you could record things your phone, because...
Because it's so much easier than writing while driving.
Absolutely. Yeah. I know all about that. It's a terrible, terrible experience.
Right. And then you can't read
For all involved.
That's right.
But so I record stuff like that, and I'll come up with melodies, and I have a terrible memory. Like, I'll forget my own lyrics halfway through songs very often.
Uh-huh.
And it's just, it's weird. But regardless, it's awesome to be able to record your stuff and be able to, especially...
Someone else will remember for you.
Exactly.
The machine.
Exactly.
The machine will remember.
Yeah. It sounds so bad when you put it that way.
a little sci-fi there. That's all right. As long as the machine doesn't tell your secrets.
I think Hero, that has the F word by it.
Yes.
Number one.
Mm-hmm.
That is actually...
Which is also fantastic.
Thank you. We got very lucky with that track. It's like I felt like I knew what it could be. That started with just a ukulele riff that I'd written.
So you play the ukulele and you play the guitar?
A little bit, yes.
And you write your songs on the ukulele?
Not all of them.
Oh, okay. No, just some, that, that was
exactly.
Just, okay.
I do want to point out Kevin Lloyd offered me the sample off of Voiceless. So the reoccurring guitar riff is from a friend of mine named Kevin Lloyd, and I met him in an open mic as well.
Oh, nice.
It's just so incredible how like you meet these people who are willing to be like, I have this riff, I'm not doing anything with it. If you'd like it, you can have it. I mean, what gift is better than that? Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, what a great community we live in.
I agree.
Yeah. Well, how about some more music?
Let's do it. This next song we're playing is called For You. It definitely has more rap tendencies. This song is off my first EP, but off the first EP, it was... It had a beat behind it.
You've definitely gone in a more acoustic rap direction, but it's different. I mean, it's an interesting flavor. I don't think there's a lot of that going on, and it's nice.
Well,
it's
thank
definitely
you.
Definitely nice. New
thank
stuff.
You. The old ones I enjoy. It's got features a great artist, Katie Shutt, awesome voice. Moscow Mark produced the beat, Gummy Beat. So it was really nice to do that. But now when we've moved it over to acoustic, it kind of has a nice, more intimate feel. So I hope you'll all like it. It's about the world. It's quite relevant. So,
right.
Is the word damn okay on the
air?
Yes,
you may say damn.
Oh, I already said it. It doesn't matter, right?
Yep. You may say damn.
Thank you.
Yes.
Sorry, everyone.
Damn. Fine.
All right. It's
breaking at the seams. You do what you want, you won't take it, you won't take it from me. It's not about the size of your rock, the brand of that collar you pop. It's if someone needs some help and you stop. Not about the amount in your bank account, or the bottle of bub in the club. Model your rub, drunk bump it to the subs. I'm so sick from bragging about appearances. What year is this? Look in the mirror, bagging bling. I don't think you're hearing things. Nagging a week can only afford the daggum clearances. Pushing past interference, surface clear, persevere this. Looking for the disappearance, vacancies. Acting fearless, landing keys, bending rules, taking aim, spinning G's. Using lies to take this game. You decide if it's a shame. Rainy years, you're playing them 20 times a day. And no matter what they're saying, yo, you're staying on the station. It's a sick beat, sick hook, baby. They just hated and degraded you, but you're thinking it's something you related to. This is our and it's breaking at the seams. You do what you want, you won't take it, you won't take it from me. How did it amount to this, or will we account for this? Landfills overflowing, planets candles slowly blowing now, while we're stuffing our mouths, watching reality shows on the couch. Need to get priority straight, pay attention to the hate instead the headlines of what the celebrity ain't. Slow down, you're getting ahead of me. Wait, no slow until I'm dead in heaven in front of the gates. Hate is eating away at me, acting brave, we say we see. Human race, we surrender that I can hold the state of thee. Hope this taste won't leave in haste, keep my pace, lead this race. I'll be the... burst out so much hurt, full of hate, like the worst curse out. We need to start minding a business before we end up on another country's hit list. What is this? Instead of what Iraq does, we need to start worrying about putting the world back on its axis. Cause I really don't give a damn what religion they practice. Push it past this limit, need to respin it. Now we're all a bunch of dimwits. Start respecting each other's countries. Oh, I'll never get out in one piece, I'm done, please. But I'm gonna spit it till my lungs bleed. He's a Muslim, yeah. Well, he's my cousin and I love him. Cause we all need someone, just a brother from another mother. Yet we're killing each other, but I'd be willing to bet we spill the same blood, same tears, and same sweat. This is our world, and it's breaking at the seams. You do what you want, you won't take it, you won't take it from me. This is our world, this is our world, this is our world. You won't take it, you won't take it from me.
Was so pretty and rocking at the same time. Are you sure that was an old song and not one that you just wrote yesterday?
It's
because
true.
It sounded remarkably relevant today.
Yeah, it is relevant. Sorry, sorry. I'm supposed to almost lick the mic, but not lick the mic. Those were the instructions I was given.
Those are memorable instructions. You should be able to follow.
It's good.
Them.
I like that. Yeah. Actually, you should have a little sign hanging off the mic stand that just says, almost kiss, don't lick the mic.
Do you really think that sign would be here tomorrow?
Oh, come on. It's so great.
Everyone would take that sign. Every week I'd have to hang it up again. Yeah. That sounded not like something that you wrote a long time ago at all. And you haven't changed the words?
None. I mean, we changed the melody a little bit. Rita helped me change. Rita is really good at melodies and things
Rita's
like that.
Rita's got some nice pipes,
oh,
too.
Man. You don't even know. I live with that. That's like, I get to hear that all the time.
Yeah, that's good. Y'all sound great. That sounds great. Yeah, everything goes together nicely.
Yeah, Joe. So I work with Joe. And it was very interesting the way we met. I feel like I just handed him a random music CD of mine. And he, come on up to the mic, Joe, please.
Come on
Poor
up.
Joe.
Roll on up.
Joe's being shy. So
I know. I'm cranking. I'm trying to crank him up when he starts soloing.
We're cool.
Yeah.
Joe, I met at work, and I happened to mention. I noticed he had headphones pretty much wherever he goes when he's not in his area at work. So I was like, he's listening to music or podcasts or something.
Right. Either he's like really into audiobooks.
Right. Which is fine too.
Hey, I'm all there. Yeah.
So I handed him a copy of my record, and he gave me some really nice feedback, and he returned the favor and handed me one of his records. And I was oh my gosh, you play. And it was incredible. It was like, I was so blown away by all the awesome collaboration going on his songs. Well, how many instruments were on that? Do you remember the one you handed me?
Absolutely. It was guitar. It was violin, upright bass, and a lot of percussion.
And so what's the name of your band, Joe?
Well, it's just a solo project here.
Just me. Okay. So you played all of those instruments?
No. I was fortunate, just like Josh was, to have some very talented people collaborate with me.
Bring
in some great ideas and brilliance and
fantastic.
Shine. And, it was their generosity that helped me put it
together.
What would you say is the flavor of your project? Because I feel like it's got a lot of influences. I like heard a lot of, but not the same, definitely. Like a lot of maybe 70s-ish kind of.
Well, the title of the piece is, the CD is called Eclectica, so it's very eclectic type stuff.
Uh-huh.
A lot of influences from jazz, country, blues, rock, you name it here.
Okay.
A little Spanish, Irish type stuff here that's in there.
Huh.
It's a lot of different
fun, yeah. And so you were like, all right, that'll mix with...
Yeah, well, I reached out to Joe, actually, and said... Would you be willing to play with me for a radio show? Like, I know how amazing you are. I'd love to collaborate with you. And he said yes. So he's come over a few times. We jammed out.
Fun.
He had to deal with my dogs jumping all over him, but he dealt well.
We survived.
and you managed to practice even with dogs jumping on you.
Absolutely.
That's great.
The show must go on.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Yeah, it sounds great.
So,
like you said, you've got like a nice beat that you're doing with the guitar, and so he's
filling in those gaps.
Yeah, very melodic guitar going with
that. I just get to noodle around on top.
Noodle it around. Well, you have to know how to noodle.
That's a good point. But it's really nice, very easy to work with. I'll say it's funny. It's like in this business, as you may know, a lot of egos involved when it comes to working with musicians.
And
I've been extremely fortunate in multiple venues, but Joe's great. He's like, listen, I've got nothing invested in this. You tell me what you do like, what you don't
like.
And I like 99.9% of it. If anything, I told him, don't get too crazy during certain things because my...
Because then you start listening and then you forget what you're doing.
Exactly.
Right.
Like I forgot, I don't know if you noticed during For You, I like to point these things out. I forgot half of one of my verses because I saw a little kid outside and I was like, oh, he's jamming. I was like, wait, I'm supposed to be singing right now. And then, so I have ADHD. So
Right.
That's the struggle. I feel like
But you didn't drop the beat. Kept the beat going. It's okay to forget the words. It's okay to drop the words as long as you don't drop the beat.
Can performers perform blindfolded with like earmuffs on? Like, is that a thing?
Natalie Merchant used to turn around and put her back to the stage, to the audience.
Might
she used
have to adapt
face,
that.
Yeah, she just used to like not even look at anybody.
I do like to like concentrate on things. Like it's nice to, especially when you're getting into it,
to
feel like you've got a point of interest almost. Like, but when there's other stuff going on, my brain just starts wandering like crazy.
I have the same kind of thing. And you can think like, okay, well, I'll just kind of watch that, but then something will happen
gone.
That gets in your,
Yes, yeah. It's hard to get stuff done around the house. Ask Rita about that.
With this, comment.
No comment. No comment. Coming from the back there.
No so. Comment. All right. Well, let's see. We should talk about where people can find out more about Zubris.
Absolutely. Yeah. So I've started putting my stuff on Bandcamp. Nothing against iTunes, but they take a large cut, mm-hmm. a larger, way larger cut than mm-hmm. any other thing. So I was having to go through a third party, so now I don't do that anymore. I have got my stuff on Bandcamp. There mm-hmm. may be a few residual tracks on iTunes, but Zubris you can find on Bandcamp. The latest project, Sans Mask, is on there, and there's some other projects on there. Just, you know, obviously you'd want to listen to it if you've got kids around or anything like that. I wouldn't want to, you know, be offensive to anybody, obviously.
Yeah, there is parental advisory on some yeah. of the songs. But, I mean, it's honestly, if you have teenagers, they've heard it.
Yeah, I'm sure they've heard worse.
Yeah.
Speaking of, one of the first tracks actually kind of deals with that. The song called Hero it's actually about a school shooter, which sounds like absolutely... You tell people that and they instantly get freaked out. Mm-hmm. And it's called Hero. And the reason for it, it's kind of like this psychological thriller idea that this kid thinks that he's going to be a hero for right. killing a bully. But in reality, when somebody goes in there and does something like that, yeah. they are instantly the worst
the
person.
Psycho.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And it's so interesting. It's just kind of like a thought-provoking thing.
But, I mean, that sort of brings to mind then, like, when someone is bullied so much, how they
Absolutely.
Clearly are not able to think rationally.
Of course.
And for them, they, yeah, yeah.
So
yeah.
it's there to make you think, ultimately. And, mm-hmm. You know, I try to do that. I feel like I put a lot of effort into lyrics and stuff,
mm-hmm.
and I want you to absorb it and take a little while to come back to it. But yeah, Bandcamp has it. YouTube, there's some videos on YouTube. Some of my older stuff, like I said, is more hip-hop driven.
And Zubris, it's not a very common name.
It's not, yes. So
if you put in like Zubris Music or something,
yeah,
probably.
Yeah, definitely do Zubris Music. And the reason I'm saying that is there is somebody who makes some this sort of like trap kind of dance music that has Zubris on YouTube, not
oh, okay.
on Bandcamp,
okay.
so you don't have to
okay.
worry about that.
And
I just gave him a plug. Do you see that?
Yeah, look at you. Maybe he'll give you one too.
I know, maybe, right?
Yeah, he's like, and
maybe
you,
we'll collaborate.
So if it's like some sort of hip-hop thing, then yeah.
We should collab, Zubris squared.
Zubris, right?
Right,
there you go.
But
yeah, reach out to him. Why
exactly,
not?
Right?
Why not?
So I appreciate the opportunity to come in here and share stuff.
Oh,
with you guys.
Yeah.
Thank
this
you so much
fun.
For the invite.
Yeah, yeah. I appreciate you coming out and playing. You want to play some more? We got some more time. I just wanted to make sure we plugged your stuff.
We haven't
do
prepared
we want to talk
anything
about,
else. Is
do we want to talk
can...
about do we want to talk about any upcoming shows or you don't want to talk about
See,
any?
This is what's wrong with me. I'm not good at getting myself out there. I plan on it.
You mentioned open mics that you like to do.
Yes. So it's been a while since I've done an open mic. I've been very busy at work. I do the songwriting circle, actually.
Oh, nice.
Here in Carrboro. And
yeah.
I haven't been able to do it for such a long time. My grandfather passed not too long ago. That was very busy. A lot
look,
of stuff
look,
going
see,
on.
I have some radio
look
edits that you sent me.
You got radio edits.
See?
Are you able to play a radio edit?
I think so.
Oh, would you look at that?
So, look at me getting it.
Yeah,
together.
Voiceless, I think, would be a great song to play, in my opinion.
I have, see, because I liked your stuff so much. This is what I liked, though. I was like, oh, I really like your stuff, and I'd like you to come on, but I can't play your stuff because.
Exactly. I'm
so,
sorry.
No, but you know what?
Jason Merritt
radio
was very
edit.
Nice to create
radio.
Some radio
oh,
edits for me.
Yeah, radio edit. How nice is that? Radio edit. All right, so. Should we do? Do you want to say anything about? Did we promote you? Did we talk about?
Everything's great. I just say look out for me. I will be doing some shows. That's the plan. Got a lot of stuff going on right now, but I've gotten
and
a lot.
And so people can check out. You'll update your
Zubris Facebook page will
page.
Be updated. I'm also
okay.
on Instagram under Zubris Music and things like that. I like to take fun photographs, so it's. I might create some laughter. We have fun animals around the house, too, that we like to take pictures of, so that's fun.
The dogs who jump on Joe.
Exactly.
Right.
But he lived to tell the tale, and he's here. Like,
yes.
I mean, we didn't scare him away. That's the
important thing. All right, well, let's see if I can get this voiceless radio edit.
Thank you so much. And this
edit.
Is featuring Nathan Spear and Dave Benet, who did a great job, in my opinion.
Thank you.
wake up. What do they say to you today? To break up? No, see, there must be another way. We make up. I take enough of fake stuff till those thoughts turn to dust. Then it's us to square one, so I cuss. And I can't, but I try. So I ran, cause you cry. Sick to see what I see. Watch the pain leave your eyes. And it starts at the seams. Tears at me and I scream. But I lie to your face. Say it was all just a dream. And I just too many of me. I can't find myself, and you're too blind to see me out.
Nice. Thanks for that. That was the radio edit.
Thank you, Jason, for the radio edit.
Voiceless. Yes. So the special radio edit, only available by request.
Actually, you're the only one who's played that, actually. So that's all. You should feel very awesome about that.
I do. Look, Stephen, aren't you glad then that you sent that to me?
Because, absolutely.
See, I was so glad to get it.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, yeah. So that was the radio edit of Voiceless off the Zubris right. EP.
And you can get, actually, I will say this. If you are worried about your kids and you do that whole thing where you look me up on Facebook, type in Zubris, find my band page, message me,
and say, I really like your stuff, but I have a toddler.
Well, yeah, I'd be happy to send you the radio edit. But I will point out, you will not get the album if you don't say something nice about yourself before I...
Right. You know, so. Everyone should say something nice about themselves. Yeah.
I wanted to point a thing out about... I'm really lucky. I know that I said that I collaborate with musicians, but you tend to also collaborate with artists in general, and I've been very lucky. I stayed in contact with a friend of mine from college named Jamie Makeley, and she's been designing almost all of my album art since I started releasing stuff. So she's incredible. We'll just throw some ideas around. She'll help me pick fonts. You know, we'll go back and forth.
Oh, how fun.
And she's great. And I got her hooked up with Joe. So Joe's speaking with her about the potentially doing his record. So it's really nice to be able to do that. And it's just great. So.
Yeah, it's good to know people.
Absolutely. Especially people who are willing to, you know, help out. And plus, you're supporting them as a local music artist
in
general.
More people see her stuff.
Exactly. So it's good to do that.
Yeah.
Now, who I didn't talk about, Matt Wilhelm, is actually a guy who collaborated with us on this song called All Fall Down, which I think we're able to play that after this. But he produced a ton in there. He added guitar, bass, and percussion. He sent it over to me. And we ended up using everything. I mean, we just ended up adding a little bit more to fill it out, but great person to collaborate with. He really took the wheel on that one, which is awesome. I came up with just a basic riff on the ukulele. That's another example of that. And Hero, I didn't mention.
I think it's so great that you riff on the ukulele and then you've got like the rap thing, because you know that's like the perfect juxtaposition.
It's not actually right. Or you're used to somebody being like, somewhere.
No, you know, you just don't think about like someone rapping with the ukulele
right.
so much. But you should.
I agree. It's a great instrument. It's got a great tone to it.
Yeah. And you got the bassy sort of rap beat thing.
Right. Exactly. So
genius.
It works out.
Yep.
And also, I just wanted to say one other thing. I was very fortunate to work with my friend Sean Fitzgerald on the song called Hero. He added some really nice live percussion for us, and he's a great percussive guy. He unfortunately moved, so unless I go up to Ohio to work with him, I don't know the next time I'll see him.
You
so.
Never know. You never know. Maybe he'll get cold up there. There's a lot of snow up
Come
there.
Come on back now.
That's right. It's already springtime down
exactly.
here. So. All right. Well, I'm so glad that you sent the CD, and I'm so glad you were able to come on and bring musical friends.
Absolutely.
You guys all sound great.
Thank you so much for having us.
And
we
I'm
really
so glad you sent me some radio edits
so people could hear some more music.
Yeah, so. Yeah. So, shall we end the show with All Fall Down?
Yeah.
All right. So let's listen to the radio edit of Zubris, All Fall Down.
Thank you.
Being is elective, so
When I pick my friends, I'ma be a bit more selective, a little bit more protected and reserved, like a stepkid. I'ma stay the same, just try to change my world perspective. Then at the end, when it's all said and done, and it's all good, you can call me a has-been, but at least it's better than being a might could.
When you fall. Someone else's name.
It's a shame, cause the perpetrator holds your same DNA. But you won't say that you did it. Can't admit that you're the one who quit. But you're at where you're at, cause of that fact. Turn your back on every dream that you ever had. Every gleam in your eye now hides and resides, it's sealed behind the scenes of a glad bag. It's not a health problem or wealth problem, it's a self problem. I hate to break it to your friend, but everybody's got them. I seen people go from rock bottom to the top. Nobody but God can stop them now. All this petty negativity will never drop them. Gladly give advice when you ask, cause I got some. I'm here to build you up, not break you down. Can't wait to take you, turn your frown upside down. I can't wait to hear you say.
All right, Zubris, I'll Fall Down. That was awesome. Thanks so much to Zubris for coming on Licks and Lyrics today. I had a great, great time, and you guys sounded awesome. And you are listening to Licks and Lyrics on WCOMLP, Chapel Hill, and Carborough.
These artists, we're going to have lots of live Merlefest performances in this show. So away we go with a Merlefest sampler, and I thought we'd get right underway with a Merlefest favorite, Donna the Buffalo.
I think we're awake, but our instruments are not quite. Our instruments are resisting.
Got a little secret to let you all in, folks. They have this big burning ball in the sky up here. It's this heat up here.